You're listening to SBS News.
At this year's federal election, party leaders and potential candidates have been able to meet voters face-to-face and host events with fewer COVID-19 health restrictions in place. These meet-and-greets, roundtables and other photo opportunities on the campaign trail can help attract media coverage and public interest before voters make up their mind about who to support. The Australian Electoral Commission's Evan Eakin-Smith says it's still unclear what choice voters will make as to how early on they cast a ballot.
It's an in-person community event after all. But early voting specifically, it's been rising pretty much in any jurisdiction around the world who offers it from election to election over the past 10 or 15 years. So we'd expect it to go up again, but perhaps not as much as other people might expect it.
Early votes can be cast at pre-polling voting centres in person, or citizens can submit a postal vote. But Mr Eakin-Smith says he expects most people to vote on site.
Postal voting hasn't risen like early voting has. It's remained stable at about 8% of the population casting a postal vote each election. It'll probably go up this federal election due to COVID, but I don't think it will be as dramatic an increase as some Australians might expect.
Pre-poll and postal votes can be lodged for individuals who are outside the division they are enrolled in, more than 8 kilometres from a polling station, or if they are unable to leave work. Other reasons include people being unable to attend a polling place for religious reasons, if they are detained or have fears for their safety. Medical conditions and pregnancy can also be valid grounds to vote early. But adjunct research fellow at La Trobe University, Ian Tulloch, says early voting changes the dynamic of the federal election campaign.
In the past, I'd say 20 years ago, before early polling, the major parties would often make a major announcement in the last week of the campaign, trying to garner those last few votes. Now they really have to make those announcements before early polling starts.
The early voting period will run for 2 weeks leading up to Election Day, and more information is available online at the Australian Electoral Commission website. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.